C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, November 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Inflation is eating away at household budgets, but it's also a growing concern for people with stock portfolios and 401k accounts, many of whom are rethinking their investment strategy to protect against rising prices. But is that the right move?
I think you want to be very cautious about making a drastic certain change on the basis of an extreme uncertain forecast.
That's WSJ Intelligent Investor columnist Jason Zweig. He's seen this inflation movie before and how the markets typically react. We'll call on him for suggestions as to where investors should and should not put their money as protection against inflation. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Inflation has been virtually non-existent for the past several years, but it's now running at nearly 5.5%, the highest rate in more than a decade. That's putting a strain on your pocketbook, but what about your stocks and your 401k investments? What moves should you make to protect against inflation, if any? Jason Zweig wrote about this for the Intelligent Investor column in the WSJ, and he joins me now. Jason, thank you so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, JR.
So Jason, given this high level of inflation and how some market watchers are predicting it to continue, some investors might be thinking about overhauling their portfolio simply out of fear. What should they keep in mind before actually doing that?
Well, the most important thing to bear in mind is that fear is a great investment for the people who sell it, and historically a terrible investment for the people who buy it. And what I mean by that is, if you're a market forecaster or a newsletter writer, somebody who works at a big brokerage firm or bank, you can motivate a lot of investors to send a lot of money your way by scaring them. But the people who get scared usually don't earn very good returns over the long run, because over time, it pays better to be an optimist than a pessimist. I think you want to be very cautious about making a drastic, certain change on the basis of an extreme, uncertain forecast. I mean, inflation might continue to heat up or it might not. But if you overhaul your portfolio in ways that are disruptive, then if the inflation doesn't materialize, you will have done real damage to yourself. And, you know, if it does materialize, you should have time to adjust along the way.
Okay, so let's talk about how to invest responsibly during rising inflation. As people see higher prices eat away at their paycheck, they might think about the principle of more risk means more reward. Does that apply in this economic environment?
The first thing to realize is that if interest rates go up along with inflation, then the riskiest assets, the ones that won't pay off for the longest period of time, are not likely to do the best. And that's because when interest rates rise, you need a sooner payoff to justify deferring your reward for the longer run. So, you know, something like very high-priced growth stocks, for example, would probably become less attractive if interest rates rise along with inflation. Now, interest rates don't always move with inflation, but they often do. And as a result, taking a lot more risk in an inflationary environment probably doesn't make a ton of sense, because it's better off to sort of focus on the bird in hand rather than two in the bush, as the old saying goes.
Okay, so if growth stocks are not as ideal here, where do market watchers suggest that people look if they want to put money into stocks?
There is a very common sentiment out there that value stocks, which are, you know, less expensively priced than growth stocks, will be more attractive in an inflationary environment. And there is some evidence for that. But I don't think the evidence is super strong that it's worth sort of dumping all your tech stocks or your other growth stocks to buy a bunch of value-oriented companies like financial stocks or energy or industrials, because the difference in performance during inflation is not that large.
Now, you mentioned energy stocks. Some investors might look at U.S. crude at its highest level in about 7 years and think about investing in energy companies. Would that be a smart play in the face of rising prices?
You know, energy stocks, energy itself as a commodity, and commodities in general have historically provided some insurance against inflation, just as stocks as a whole have done. The problem with energy and commodities is that they're extremely volatile, sort of explosively volatile, or maybe I should say combustibly volatile. You know, you could get a great return if inflation heats up. You also could get a very bad return if inflation heats up. And that volatility is the fundamental problem when you're thinking about energy or commodities, which is that while they're somewhat likely to protect you against inflation, they also have a kind of nasty habit of providing you a bad return just when you would like a good one to protect against inflation.
You know, one commodity people tend to run to when there is uncertainty in the economy is gold. Why is that not a slam dunk?
Well, it's not a slam dunk because gold historically has done a decent but not really that great a job of keeping pace with inflation. Certainly, if you had bought gold in 1980, you would have lost ground to inflation over the intervening years. Now, that was unusually bad time to buy gold. But gold as an inflation fighter, its reputation, I think, is a little exaggerated.
So ultimately, what are some good options right now, especially for people trying to save for retirement?
Well, the first place for retirement-oriented investors would be inflation-protected bond funds. You know, the U.S. government does issue bonds that carry effectively a guarantee against losing money after inflation. And the bonus is that you can also, outside a retirement account, you can also buy so-called I-bonds, which are inflation-protected savings bonds. And the rate on those just changed to what I think right now is just about the best deal you can get, whether you care about inflation or not, which is for the next 6 months, they're paying over 7%. Now, there are some conditions. You can't put more than $10,000 in them in a year. You have to keep your money there for at least a year. And there's a partial penalty if you withdraw in the first few years. But a 7% guaranteed return after inflation for the next 6 months is an amazing short-term and probably a pretty attractive long-term return.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig. Jason, thanks for being here.
Thanks, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.